Hi, my name's Colleen and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Colleen.
I'm really nervous, so bear with me. But I have a funny story. I've been praying in the last months for God to help me find my voice so I can speak my truth in other areas. And then Billy asked me to speak here, and I think God chose that I also come up here and share. So maybe I should have been a little more specific what I wanted to find my voice in. So we admit that we are powerless over alcohol and that our lives have become unmanageable. Basically, from the time I was 14 to 41, I didn't draw a sober or clean breath. With alcohol, right from the beginning, I drank alcoholically. I passed out, threw up, blacked out every single time that I drank. It was very clear to me with other substances I had a problem, but for some reason with alcohol, even though that was my experience, I had this image of what I thought an alcoholic should be, and that they drank every day, and that they were in the street, and they didn't have a home, and they didn't. So I always, felt like, well, I don't do that every day, and I don't do. I was able to maintain a home and a place to live and a job. But I guess when I got about, it became increasingly harder to do that, I guess. And I would get so sick, and I would be sick for so many days that I would miss some work, and just I was like 90 pounds, and it just was, I was sick. I was a sick person. And so I decided that that was it. I was going to stop drinking. And I was still doing other stuff, but drinking and me just didn't mix. And I was going to stop drinking. And I was able. I was able to do that for 2 months at a clip, 3 months at a clip. Again, always still doing something, other things. But I would always return to alcohol. And I would always think that, well, I went this long, that now, it'd be okay. This time would be okay. I would be able to, maintain that level that I was never able to maintain and wanted so badly to maintain like everyone else. And again, it never happened. And so, the cycle repeated itself. Okay, I'm done. I'm never doing this again. And that happened for, I would say about 6 years where I would be able to go for a certain amount of time and then I would always return. And even, walking in places saying, like, I don't drink. One of the last times I did drink, I went to London, and they drink a lot. And I was okay for, a while. We were going to the pubs. I was drinking soda. Everything was going good. And then we went to a dinner party. And I walked in, and I said, no, I don't drink. I'm not drinking. Like, I don't drink. And by the end of the night, I was drunk. And had this really weird experience where the last of the wine was being poured out and it was sort of like an out-of-body experience. And I don't know, I just got like my whole mouth was getting watery and I was seeing the last drops drip out and in slow motion. And I was really like, this is just not normal. Something really is wrong. I mean, I didn't know yet. I didn't understand that I had an allergy, that no matter how long I could go or try, that I would eventually return to the alcohol. And I do believe I was able to put it down for the periods of time I did because I was doing other things. So I never went without some kind of ease and comfort. And then I decided that everything was going really wrong in my life. And, basically I felt like I was drowning. And I guess everything just stopped working at some point. And I decided that, well, this has to be, the alcohol and the drugs, and I'm just going to stop, and I'm going to feel really bad for a little bit, but then I'm going to be okay. And I lasted 6 days, the worst 6 days of my life. When I think of all the things I've done, in being drunk and, wake up with bruises and don't know what happened, and those 6 days were the scariest 6 days of my entire life. And I thought I was going crazy, and I thought that I, you know, was truly going crazy and would be either, I don't know, institutionalized. I had a grandmother that was institutionalized, and I just thought, like, it got me. It skipped everyone else, and it got me. And it was very scary. That was more scary than anything else for me to be with nothing. And so, you know, by the grace of God, I just said, I can't live like this. And I knew that I would go back to alcohol and drugs. Or maybe I would just kill myself. I don't know. I just knew I couldn't stay like that. And I had a friend who was in a different fellowship, but a 12-step program. And I just called him up. And they said, are you done? And I said, I'm done, but I can't stay this way. And so I went to a meeting. And thank God, I met my sponsor. And she brought me here to Primary Purpose, where I first heard the solution. Because I went to meetings for about 2 months. I didn't have a sponsor. I didn't do anything else. And I wasn't getting better. You know, I was feeling slightly better, but not really. And I just knew I had to do something. And so finally, I guess I had the willingness to ask someone to be my sponsor. And she, you know, we got the book. She brought me here. We got the book. And we started working right away. And I started to feel better, you know, a little bit better. At least I was starting to understand why all that time that I couldn't just not do it. Like, I didn't understand, like, why couldn't I just not drink? Why couldn't I just have a couple drinks? You know, all those questions. And when we started reading the book, I was shocked at, like, wow, this is me, this is me, this is me, every page. But yet still, I was like, well, you know, but I didn't do that every day. You know, I was still making excuses and not really understanding. You know, everyone has a different story and experience. And so that was my first, I was definitely powerless over alcohol. I was powerless over a lot of things. And my life became so unmanageable that I didn't want to, I didn't want to live, and I didn't want to live without the alcohol and other stuff. And so I knew, you know, thank God that I had to have help. And that was one of the things that was the hardest for me, was to ask for help, because I always thought I could take care of everything. I always thought I could manage everything. I was this, you know, tough girl who, you know, had a job and a home and all those lies and delusions. And I wasn't any of those things. You know, I was an alcoholic and a drug addict. And I wasn't managing really anything. So I came here desperate, and I was willing, once I asked for help and started reading the book, to do whatever, you know, my sponsor asked me, what are you willing to do? And I think in the beginning, I was only willing to, you know, the thing I was willing to do was to feel better. You know, I didn't understand any of the things she was going to ask me to do, but I just know I desperately, desperately wanted to feel better. So I was willing to do whatever she told me. And so, you know, we continued on and came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Again, I wasn't sure what any of that meant. Like, I felt crazy. I didn't really understand that. So I was like, great, you know, somebody help me. So I, you know, I didn't understand it was that, you know, the obsession would be taken away, and I would make, you know, right choices and all that. But I just know I just wanted to feel better, and I was willing to do whatever anyone told me. And it, you know, that step really set me on, like, what is this power greater than, you know, myself going to be? Because I didn't come in here with a God. I didn't have a problem with God. God was good for you, you know, if you needed him, but I didn't need him. So, you know, whatever. So I kind of went on this, you know, search. I started seeking what I was to believe in. And it started to become fun. Like, I really enjoyed that part of it. And, you know, I started reading different books. I went to different meditation centers, churches. And I found that really a lot of fun. I enjoyed that part. And so I started feeling better. And I started to think, like, maybe this life isn't going to be so bad, you know. And all that, you know, seeking and going different places and searching, you know, we always say it here, we actually find that God's just really in us. And we didn't have to go so far to find him, you know. And made a decision to I have a good story, too. When I was doing all these different things, I was writing a journal. And in the beginning, I, you know, still being, like, sassy, I was like, well, you know, I'm going to make mine a goddess. Make my God a goddess. And a week later, God gave me a goddess. And she was the goddess of never not broken. And she's always broken so that the light, the divine, can always enter. And I found this really strangely searching something else, and it came up. And I rushed home, and I went to the journal, and I looked, and I was like, oh. So it was like my first little, like, oh, that's a little weird, you know, God kind of coincidence thing there. So he gave me my goddess, and I was happy for that. And three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. You know, again, I was willing to do whatever it took that I felt better. I have to say, when I did my first third step, I kind of just went through the motions. I didn't really understand what I was doing and what it meant. But I knew I could move forward if I did, so I did. And I had my real third step experience, I would say, in July. This year, I went out to Joshua Tree. Sorry. to some yoga retreat. I went out to Joshua Tree. It's really beautiful. Southern California desert. And they had one of those labyrinths. Am I saying it right? Labyrinths. Right. So I'm like, I'm going to get up really early. I'm going to go, you know, when the sun's rising. And I did that. And I took my shoes off. I wanted to be close to the earth. And I started to walk it. And I was praying. And I was, you know, talking with God. And when I got to the middle, there was this, like, statue kind of fountain thing. And everyone had brought something. Like, to put there, a rock, I don't know, shiny chain, I don't know, all these different things were there. And I was like, I don't have anything. And I don't know, I just got so upset, and I started crying, and, you know, I just got on my knees, and I said, I only have me. I give you all of me to do what you want with and to be of service to you. And I really, really meant it, like, this time. And I mean it today, you know, however I can be of service to God. And to my fellows. That's what makes me happy now. You know, nothing's changed. I ride a bicycle. I don't have a car. I don't, you know, same job. But just see things differently, you know. And that all started with that, I think, with these first three steps. Because I started to, little by little, come awake and have God enter into my life. And it's changed everything. And here I am.